This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Joining us now, author of the upcoming bestseller, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton, Frame Donald Trump. Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. Okay, he's writing a book. I just found out tonight this is going to be a bestseller, too. They're going to be fighting against each other. The case against impeaching Trump, famed Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. Actually, I think the books are complimentary. I would like to do events with both of you.
Happy
and
to
book
do it.
Signings. And I think we could do like an hour debate and then you guys sign books and I have a beer.
It's a deal.
That would be great. Happy to do it.
All right. Let's go. First, I got to ask you about this whole issue with me. Professor Dershowitz, you did know that I was being sarcastic.
First of all, you had a perfect constitutional right to make the comparison. I may not agree with it, but you have the right to make the comparison with Hillary Clinton. That's a constitutionally protected argument. Obviously, you did it in a sense of sarcasm, saying, look at what she did. Hey, but you won't get away with it if you don't do it. It is absurd. It is ridiculous to see the media.
I have the two best lawyers that will take me on as a client right here. I think I'm pretty safe.
You wouldn't need us.
I know.
I could find you a first-year student who would win that
case. How did these people get on air? It's crazy.
Well, right? I suspect that the people who were criticizing you never actually listened to what it is you were saying. I saw this clip for the first time you just played of some guy saying a cease and desist order ought to be had against you. If that guy's a lawyer, he's as dumb as a bucket of hair. Look, the U.S. Supreme Court said in 1988 so famously that satire and parody is protected speech. Sarcasm does not constitute inciting a crime. Those people who are criticizing you for that have no idea what they're talking about legally.
Everybody at home, you just saw why these books are going to be bestsellers. All right. The DOJ, there was a spy, probably two, maybe more, and you believe you're a constitutional attorney. Congress has a constitutional role in oversight, checks and balances, separation of powers. Why won't they turn the documents over?
Well, they should. Look, I'm a civil libertarian who goes back to the anti-war movement when informers were put in the anti-war movement. They were put in the Martin Luther King movement.
Martin Luther King was spied on in a horrific way.
In a horrific way.
That's right.
And so, as a civil libertarian, when you put somebody in a campaign, I want to know why. I want to see the justification. Maybe there is a justification. Maybe it was business as usual. But the American public has the right to know everything about 100%. That and make our own judgment.
Where are the civil libertarians? This is a scary time. Listen, I am as pro-law enforcement as anybody.
Yep.
I love RF. My mother was a prison guard. My dad worked in probation. It was a big deal. All my family, many of them were police, and two made the FBI, and that was the top of the hill.
Look, I never pass a policeman in the street without
thanking
him.
I do the same thing.
Always do it. Firemen, policemen.
Love them.
School teachers, you know, people who work hard to give us our protection.
Risk their lives.
I want them to know I appreciate it every day of the week.
And I do the same. All right, so they won't hand it over. Then you got Rosenstein's conflicts. And I'm thinking, they promised they would hand it over, Greg. Why?
Congress has every legal and constitutional right to see these documents. Those who are seeking it actually have security clearance, the Gang of Eight. So there's no valid legal justification for withholding it, and yet the Department of Justice and the FBI have a long and distinguished record over the last year of concealing evidence, redacting records under national security terms, and then when we find out when they're unsealed, there was no such thing.
What I would recommend, however, is for Congress to immediately write to the Justice Department and say, do not destroy a single draft. We want to see what the original looked like.
Smart.
We want to see every change. We want
Smart.
To know who changed it, why it was changed, and when it was
changed. And the Inspector General would have it.
You cannot
trust a briefing, as Trey Gowdy seemed to say. They're just telling you what they can get away with, the bare minimum. You have to see the documents themselves.
I've got to go, but your books are so complimentary, and I'm thinking out of the box, in the moment here, I would love to do an event with both of you. I think it would be good for the country.
Well, DOJ accused of stonewalling ahead of this IG report release. We'll see if we can get the whole truth and nothing but. But I like his suggestion that they hold every bit of the evidence together.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live. You know, for full disclosure, you could only hope that we would get all the raw materials. But, you know, hey, look at the Beltway likes to bleach bit everything. So they've slow walked. They've done everything they can to obstruct we the people knowing, you know, what has happened, you know, with this probe and all this information from the FBI. If we'll ever get down to the bottom of it, time will tell. But don't hold your breath. Liz Pika joins us now, a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Miss Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Happy to be joining you, as always. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you here. Yes, this controversy continues as we wait for, you know, this IG report, Liz. I'm thinking, you know, hold your breath if they think you're going to get the raw information, you know, what Alan Dershowitz was pointing to last night. We can only hope to get that. I mean, if we got it, then I'd say, hey, we might be on the road to some healing and really cleaning out some of this deep state mess.
Yeah, you know, this has gone on too long, and positions are pretty well fortified at this point, I would say. I would hope that the IG report kind of confirms that things were not done according to Hoyle by the Justice Department and the FBI, and I hope they go into specifics. I hope they really kind of confirm or allay concerns about really bad stuff that went on under the Obama presidency. I think the realistic expectation is there will be some confirmation that the FBI overstepped its bounds, that there was a political motivation behind this probe early on. Tying it to higher-ups in the White House, I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
And I don't think this is going to resolve anything. We, you know, all waited breathlessly for that memo that came out, if you remember, several months ago, describing the FISA warrant process, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It was so heavily redacted that it didn't really kind of lead you anywhere. And then, of course, the Democrats had their own message.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know. I think the American people, the polling shows people are getting kind of tired of it. They're less trusting in Mueller. He has sort of fallen from grace, I think. And that, by the way, that's just temporary. That could turn around if he comes up with something that really approaches the status of a smoking gun. But so far, it's pretty hard to imagine that were such a thing out there, we wouldn't know about it by now.
Well, it's so unfair because it really puts we the people into the arena of the conspiratorial.
Yeah.
As we often say, Liz, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and it is rich right now, and you can't help but notice that there's tons of smoke. You think we were electing a new pope or something.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually incredibly wise, and it's very destructive because it continues to sort of swerve the narrative around all the accomplishments of this president and
exactly.
this administration and into these sort of murky waters. You know, honestly, when we can spend weeks and weeks fascinated by Stormy Daniels, really, I mean, you've got to kind of take a step back and say, what was the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
They had a one-night stand, I guess, years ago, and Trump paid her to keep quiet. That is not, forgive me, it's not unprecedented, and it's not even that fascinating
mm-hmm.
compared to the stuff that's trying, you know, that the president is trying to accomplish on behalf of the country. And I think that's, you know, as I was writing this morning about this EU tiff, he's going to the G7, and Macron mm-hmm. is very upset, and Merkel's very upset. What are they upset about exactly? They're upset because the president didn't go along with the Iran deal. We
mm-hmm.
all know it's a crummy deal.
Yes.
Our strongest allies in the Middle East, the Israelis, have told us it's a disastrous deal. And why are the French and Germans so upset about it? Because they're bloc, the EU, is unable to grow, and this is a big new market that they sort of leapt into with both feet, knowing that the Obama administration had funneled billions of dollars to the Iranians, and they wanted some piece of that. I mean,
exactly.
they're not concerned about anything to do with nuclear safety. They're worried about their pocketbook. So, okay, that's their self-interest. Here's the deal. We have self-interest, too, and this president is finally paying attention to that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, the old saying goes, Liz, somebody moved their cheese. Nobody likes their cheese moved.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, I mean, people really, you know, kind of need to take all this hauteur from the French and the Germans with some perspective. I mean, for example, here's another thing which really just makes me laugh.
Mm.
They're very offended, of course, that Trump withdrew from the Paris Agreement.
Yes.
The only major
yes,
country where emissions continue to go down is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, they're going up. France, they're going up. China, they're rocketing higher. The UK, to their credit, they have seen some emissions reduction. But the truth is, we're playing ball with the notion it isn't because we're mandating it, it's because it's an economically beneficial thing to use natural gas instead of coal. But guess what? We're playing ball here, and they are not.
Yeah. Well, and you would think they'd learn from us because we've gone through that learning curve, right? I mean, we are where we are today because of where we've been. And we've learned a lot, and we can share that with the international community. But they, you know, just for the sake of ideology and, you know, this concept that they have, and, of course, the concept they have is they win, we lose, don't they?
Well, I think...
So to speak, I mean, at least in the short term.
So.
Yeah, it's at our expense.
Right. What I'd prefer to think about is, yeah, they could learn from us. Why aren't we learning from them? When you have people like Bernie Sanders running for office and Hillary Clinton talking about raising taxes, making empowering unions, making workers' work rules more egregiously difficult for employers, why don't those people go visit France?
Mm-hmm.
The IMF, I mean, world bodies, economic gurus supposedly, have said this country can't grow unless they unshackle themselves from all the rules and regulations they have about labor. So guess what? The country listened to that. They elected Macron. He was popular for about a nanosecond, and then he tried to actually implement some of the reforms he'd campaigned on, and boom, all the truckers begin to strike, and as usual, the militant unions stand up. This is there is a learning opportunity in Europe. They can't grow. We are growing. Let's figure out why. What's the difference? Well, it's not that hard to figure out.
Well, it's a call for leadership and courage, Liz, just like this president is going through. He's focused on the end game here. What is the goal of all this? I mean, okay, so you want to turn the tables upside down, but don't turn them upside down, just turn them upside down. We're going to turn them upside down for a purpose, an ultimate purpose that's better for everybody. And, you know, the people, you know, who have resisted this all along, it's hard to deny because of what Donald Trump has done in his first 500 days. They got more money in their pocket. How do you... you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi cannot talk long enough to dissuade people against the reality that their, you know, their wallets are fatter because there's cash in them.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting election season. It's the economy versus the hysteria about Donald Trump, and that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, isn't it so? Boy, I'll tell you, this is the Trump derangement syndrome continues. And meanwhile, we can tune in. It's a little bit of reality TV if you want to be entertained, but don't take it too seriously, okay? Some of this is just amuse. Liz Peek is with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, and we've got more from Liz, especially we're going to talk about, you know, one of her favorite topics, you know, the market, okay? That's coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see.
with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek continues with us. Liz, you mentioned earlier, you know, the success of this president that is really just messing things up for that Democratic blue wave. I mean, we've had 500 days of wins brought to you by Donald J. Trump and administration.
Well, look, the biggest thing, obviously, is the economy. And there's just no way to spin it other than the fact that we've seen real acceleration in the growth of the economy almost starting the day Donald Trump was elected. And I say that because with that election came a huge surge in consumer and business confidence. And I think, you know, for all the Obama fans who keep saying, it was just, you know, we're benefiting from all the Obama policies, you just have to say, where did that confidence come from? Because it hadn't been there for 8 years. Eight years, consumers and the owners of businesses really were not happy about their prospects. And I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's how I win that argument, because it was a really palpable, visible change. And by the way, it has persisted. And so it has real consequences. When consumers are feeling upbeat, they spend more. That's 70% of the economy. You can't have a faster growing economy without the consumer pitching in. But maybe even more important, we had a long stretch of time, most of the Obama years, where businesses were so worried about the fatwa on businesses
from
the White House.
All the regulations, everything.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah. Exactly. It was so gummed up with red tape. Every 2 minutes, Obama was issuing a new, broad, pervasive, invasive kind of set of new regulations on businesses, and so they didn't spend money. Well, the upshot of that bill is you don't get any change in productivity. Now, businesses in the fourth quarter of last year finally did begin to spend. Spending was up 6.9% by business. In the first quarter, 9.2%, encouraged certainly by the tax cuts and the tax bill that the GOP passed. But I am hopeful, we haven't seen it yet, but I am hopeful that that leads to productivity increases. And by the way, what that means is that wages can go up. Businesses can't pay workers more unless that work is becoming more productive.
Exactly.
You need capital investment to make that happen. I think it's starting to happen.
Well, they're saying, Liz, right now, we've got more jobs than people.
Yeah. For the
first time ever. And this is an upgrade opportunity for people. And when I say upgrade, I mean for jobs that, you know, you don't need to look at the entry-level minimum wage jobs anymore. I mean, there's $20, $25, $30 an hour jobs in them there hills, but you got to look for it. The New York Times, I'm sure you appreciated this when they said we ran out of words to describe how good the job numbers are.
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable for them to get on board with that. And I think CNN or somebody, on CNN was saying, you know, the only people who aren't enjoying that is Democrats, and it's clearly true. We've seen, as you point out, unemployment record low for blacks and Hispanics. We have the biggest number of job openings. We have the smallest number of applications for unemployment. All there's just a gazillion data points, and the amazing thing is, all of them are setting like multi-decade records.
Exactly,
these are pretty remarkable numbers, honestly. Manufacturing doing extremely well, et cetera. All of that stuff the Democrats said couldn't happen, which I think really raises some profound questions about why is it Democrats are so consistently negative on the United States. And that is how I term it. And I think it's, I think it's fair. I think they constantly underestimate this country because they don't really understand what it is that makes this country great. I think that's a... You wouldn't
want anybody on your team with that kind of stinking thinking. Can you imagine if the Washington Capitals, who brought home the Stanley Cup last night, if they had somebody on their team going, oh, this is, we're a bunch of losers, you know, we're not going to happen.
Right.
You know, Golden State, oh, you can't shoot three-pointers, you know, you stink. You know, it's like, oh, we can't, let's have you on the team. Let's have more players like you, right?
I think that's really a very wise thing. And voters need to remember that. If your politicians don't think you can get the job done, they're not going to give you the tools to do it. And, you know, this is Donald Trump has given the American business and consumer community the tools to move ahead. Now, some of the great news that really hasn't been reported much is that the wage increases are, yes, still pretty modest, but they're there. Their real wage increases for the first time in a long time, and they're going mainly to lower-income Americans. So the so-called wage gap is narrowing a little bit. That doesn't mean business executives aren't being paid very well still, but at the bottom end of the spectrum, it's beginning to get a little firmer. You know, here's an amazing thing. I think in the last month, we had something like 70,000 black Americans, African Americans, come back into the workforce. I think that's mainly because businesses are hiring, for example, felons. Okay, well, historically, those guys haven't been able to get a job. Recidivism has been very high, people going back to prison. But what is the best possible cure for that? It's a job.
Put me to work. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, that's the core of so much happiness. I mean, when you think about it, Liz, when we are unproductive, we get cranky. And this is why this, you know, the condition of the United States was so cranky under Barack Obama. That's why I have a hard time connecting the dots when they come in and they try to say that, well, you know, and even Barack Obama says, well, thank you, Obama. Thank you for what? Thank you, maybe, I guess, for setting up the contrast that we know what America looks like when it's not working versus when it's working, maybe.
That's a really good point. I think I might use that in a column. I'm going to steal that.
Hey, absolutely. Whatever. It's yours.
but it's true. And look, I think the American people are not stupid. A plurality now give Donald Trump credit for this booming economy. Two-thirds of America is very excited about and happy, satisfied with the economy. That's a tough headwind for Democrats hoping to take control of the House come November. They certainly may. Republicans have got to show up in November. That's the ticket. If they want to keep their tax cuts, if they want this progress to continue rolling forward, they must show up at the polls. And I hope that, I hope Trump is out there every week for the next several months doing these rallies that he is so profoundly good at.
Oh, is he good?
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, reminding people what's at stake, because it's huge.
Well, isn't the House looking at doing it? I mean, they got a bill right now. They're cutting back some of that 1.3 omnibus bill, right? What, about $115 billion or something
sure.
they're cutting
and
back right now?
Of course they should. Of course they should. If you want an indication of how stupid the resistance in Congress has been, take a look at the fact that there are monies unspent that the Democrats will not put back in the Treasury. I mean, this doesn't even have to do with this unspending of the appropriations, I mean, of the omnibus bill. Of course that should happen. But, you know, oh, Congress is so feeble. There are hundreds of millions of dollars that basically are left over from the past year, things like spending on Ebola. And it's not going to get spent. There is no reason to spend it. So Republicans reasonably say, well, let's put it back in the Treasury. Let's have it available for next year. Democrats refuse to go along with it, which is really probably the single most stupid thing they've done this year. that's a very competitive field.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that I would like to see from the president between you and I, and here's another one for your column, is how about in either the end of this month, in July, he freezes everything. What you haven't spent, it hasn't spent, you just stop it. And you freeze all that money and you do put it back in the Treasury, because what happens in the last, as you know, Liz, the last 60 days, they go, hey, look at all this money. Oh, gosh, we got to spend this money. Well, hey, this guy over here has got number two Ticonderoga pencils for $10,000 each. Go buy them. Go buy them. You know, that's when all that stupid stuff happens.
It's completely true, and it can very easily get changed, and the president totally should do it. I would really love to see that happen. By the way, I think one of the best things that's happened a long time is McConnell deciding that they shouldn't have your usual summer reset.
Exactly.
Good for him.
Yes. Well, dilly dilly, as the commercial says. You know, we need to do that. I mean, look at put the pressure back on them. And of course, they're real cranky. We're not hearing a whole lot yet, but Adam Schiff hasn't gotten his airtime yet. I'm sure he's going to be whining about not being able to be back home and campaigning, right? That this is going to put a cramp in their style here.
I totally agree with you, and that's, of course, part of the political genius of the move, is that all those six or seven Senate Democrats who are in jeopardy in Trump states, you know, they're not going to be able to go home and campaign. That's a pretty good move.
Without a doubt. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com. Thank you, Liz.
My pleasure.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison Ivy Relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
And we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Earlier in the year, we had just a wonderful opportunity to speak with the star of Samson, the movie that we saw and enjoyed, starring Taylor James. And he's back with us. Taylor, as you may recall, has many film and TV credits, including Blitz for Lionsgate, Mamma Mia for Universal, Christmas Eve for Unstuck, and Justice League for Warner Brothers. And, of course, here in the lead role is Samson, and we're here to talk about the release of the movie now digitally on DVD Blu-ray. And Taylor, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm awesome, and it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
Hey, are you kidding me? It's an honor to have you here with us to talk about the movie once again and the DVD. Let's talk about, you know, for our audience, some of the themes in Samson.
Well, so we get an opportunity to take the story that's so well known from Judges 13-16, and we just get to embellish a little bit more and start to expand the world and start to create emotional chords that audiences can have a lot more empathy with than they sometimes do when they just read the Judges, the scriptures.
Right.
So what we do is we start to highlight the themes of finishing strong, of highlighting the themes of that God is always willing to forgive no matter how many times we fail, and also highlighting the themes that Samson wasn't such a flawed character. He was more so reluctant, and we all are reluctant in life to sometimes do the things that we have to do, whether it's homework, whether it's go to the gym, whether it's put some money aside for a rainy day. You know, we do fear a lot in our life, and we do have reluctancy in our life. And I feel those themes within the story of Samson, they transcend across. It's one of the most iconic stories, and it's lasted the test of time because of these themes.
Yeah, exactly. And that we're all subject to temptations, are we not?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Mm. Temptation to just be lazy is sometimes the most overpowering temptation. I woke up this morning, I was a little bit tired, and I thought, oh, I won't do this, I won't do this. And I thought, no. Let's not just start the day with I won't. Let's start the day with I will.
Yeah,
and let's
right.
see what I will can manifest into. And I will have another cold shower. I will have a cup of coffee. I will read something that sparks my interest. I will be grateful for the blue sky in London today, which we very rarely have.
Blue sky in London? Hey, breaking news.
It's like it's not just blue sky. It's like a warm, sunny day. This morning, I did you not. It wasn't. And when I was saying won't, it was grey.
Oh.
Now it's blue and full of will. So, yes, we do suffer temptation. We do suffer fear. But we must remember it is our mind frame, and it is the people we surround ourselves with. And fortunately, in the spiritual world, a lot of the morals and ethics come hand in hand with that person. So we have an opportunity to be surrounded by people full of love, full of passion, full of support. And we take that support, and if we don't feel good, we use it to lift us. And if we do feel good, we use it to help somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah, go out there and be the blessing that God has blessed you with, no doubt about it. You know, when I saw your role in Samson, I was amazed at the physicality of the role and how you stepped up. I mean, how do you prepare for a role that is this physically grueling?
So, unfortunately, I'm no stranger to the gym.
Yes, I can tell.
Which is one thing. And fortunately, I spent many years studying dance. So my ability to pick up choreography and retain fight sequences was stepped up a gear. So I had those two to be my base and to fall back on. So that was what made sure that there were no injuries. That was what made sure that we didn't waste time on filming. And that was what made sure it was a believable visual Samson. For me, though, the physical things that I did have to tweak were to make sure that I wanted to be a little leaner than I am in my current life. Samson's people were starving in the story, and therefore he shouldn't be too swollen and an NFL linebacker kind of shape. That's a wonderful shape, but it's not for Samson.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that it's too obvious. If he has big legs, big biceps, and, you know, I know I'm a physically strong guy, but I erred on the side of caution that I didn't want to be too big because it doesn't show that the strength comes from God.
Exactly.
It shows that the strength comes from the gym, and that's not something I wanted to do.
Well, Taylor, I like what Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, had to say about the movie. He says, an action-packed movie layered over a story of God's sovereign protection. It is both entertaining and inspiring. Like all movie parts, you go into it, you bring your skill set, but it is a canvas of sorts, and along the expression of all these talents, you can't help but learn something along the way. What was the most important thing that you learned as you were, you know, preparing for the role and as you actually did the role?
The thing that I've learned the most is on a religious term and on its non-religious term are paramount to the success and the move forward individuals. If someone has faith an idea can come to fruition, if someone has faith that the community will support them, if someone has faith that God will look after them, if someone has faith, we have it all. And that was something that shone through in my faith for my career as an actor, that mm-hmm. I was blessed with this role, that it came through. This was one of the auditions I went for, that I saw the fruits of the labor, that I had faith in the people around me. I trusted them, that I had faith in the story, that I had faith in the support that would come from all these people who've seen Samson at the cinema and will continue on video on demand. The support of you, the faith that people have, it is a wonderful thing. And Samson finally found that faith, and he had the moment of redemption at the end, and he finished strong. And he may have been flawed, and he may be renowned for that flawed nature, but his faith ultimately in God and the divine power at the end gave him a chance for redemption.
Taylor, you said that the last time we talked, that you really wanted this role.
100%.
Yeah.
There are certain roles that you connect with, and I kid you not. There's still a lot of hard work to be done. There's still a lot of highs and lows and deemed failings in the path ahead of me to get my next role, and the role after that, and the role after that. But in the last handful of auditions I've done, I haven't really cared for the character.
Uh-huh.
I haven't thought I have to play this. I thought, oh, I could see a numerous amount of actors playing this role. Whereas with the role with Samson, I just knew that
it was made for you.
Not only was I going to play it, that it was made for me, that I had to play it. And again, that faith, that grew a faith within me that knew the part was mine. And I'm blessed on a day-to-day basis that I get a lot of messages on my little Instagram account that this is building. And people just support me. I'm blessed that you're taking the time to have this interview today. I'm blessed that people will take time to watch the film over this weekend and in the future. It is wonderful. And, it's something that I'm very grateful for.
Well, let's talk about the love story here. We got about a minute and a half left here between Samson and Delilah, intertwined with so much passion and tragedy. What's the takeaway for the audience regarding Samson's passion and conviction for his loved ones?
The takeaway with Delilah is obviously a betrayal on the surface. But what an opportunity in this film is we get to see why Delilah does things that she does. So that's an interesting thing. It doesn't just paint her in the evil light.
Mm-hmm.
But the message that Samson has for his loved ones is that he may be impulsive, he may make the wrong decisions, and you may think you follow what ultimately will make you happiest by looking after yourself, but ultimately down the line you will pay the price, and the emotional suffering will be there. And Samson realizes that when he loses the love of his life, when he loses his father, and he loses the respect of his people.
Exactly.
And that's the one thing.
Well, Taylor James, thank you so much for being with us. The movie Samson, available digitally on DVD now. Enjoy it. And Taylor, thank you so much for being the blessing that you are and for being on the show. Appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
And you. Take care.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, 2 full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option. By itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin, it will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th. using hashtag 2for20 contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
I've been trying to keep all this private all this time, and it's all being exposed on me. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, by the way, our many thanks to Taylor James once again. Hey, by the way, as a gift to you, we're giving out two DVDs, not only of the Samson movie, we've got DVDs to give away. And also, I can only imagine, yes, that movie will be available, digitally it's been this week. Next week it comes out on Blu-ray DVD. All you got to do is send me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Tell me whether you want the Samson or I Can Only Imagine. We will put you in the respective hoppas because that's how we do it, because we're givers. And we'd love to give you your very own DVD of the movie Samson. Or I Can Only Imagine, just designate which movie you're most interested in, and drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com, just like that, bill at billmartinezlive.com, and make sure you include your address so we know who and where to send it, okay? I Can Only Imagine, the DVD, or Samson, the movie DVD, in Blu-ray DVD combo pack. So cool, because they got some extra features in there for you. Bruce Hausknecht is with us from Focus on the Family. He is the legal beagle, if I might say, with all due respect. We always appreciate his judicial analysis that he shares with us when it is appropriate to have him on. Bruce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Bill. Good to be with you today.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. We want to talk about the big decision that everybody has been talking about this past week regarding Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado's Civil Rights Commission.
Yes. What a triumph. What a good end to a 6-year nightmare for Jack Phillips.
Well, for him, of course, and what we found out in some regards, as they like to say, and you know better than all of us, that somewhat of a narrow victory, but we'll take the win. And maybe this might settle some things here. We could only hope, but there is that possibility because the way the court decided on this issue, it was like, hey, we're going to give you the victory on this one. And it's, you know, targeted more towards the state governmental agency there that they were rather hostile towards Jack. I mean, the things they had to say about him were just so over the top. But, you know, I think of all that Jack went through, Bruce, you know, all these number of years, what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah,
just about 6 years.
All this started.
Yeah, and all the, you know, all the money and everything like that. I mean, by the grace of God, he had to give up. And I hadn't realized that he gave up 40% of his business. He, you know, during this whole period of time, nobody's been blessed by a wedding cake by Jack Phillips.
That's right, and in the, and he had to give up 6 of his 10 employees. He had to let go because of the downturn in his business.
Yeah. So, you know, with this, as we say, a small victory, we'll take the victory, and then we're still waiting on what's happening with the florists, right?
Right, yeah, and the rumor mill says that they probably would have discussed it in their conference at the Supreme Court yesterday, Thursday, and then we might even get an order Monday morning directing what will happen next with that case.
And same situation there. I mean, they have, I think their house is in jeopardy, the business. I mean, the amount of expense that happens here, there's just something not right about this. And I'm not sure if now's the time to even talk about it. But time and again, when the government comes at you, you know, as the old saying, when I was growing up, you can't fight City Hall. And it's even worse yet when you take on the federal government.
Yeah, and when they team up with the ACLU, and you're just a 70-year-old grandmother who runs a florist shop, I mean, what chance do you stand? So she looks, she could end up having to pay the ACLU's attorney's fees for, you know, 4 or 5 years worth of litigation.
Unbelievable.
Well, seven figures.
Yeah, and Bruce, I know you probably have talked to Aaron and Melissa Klein. We've had many conversations, and the last conversation I had with Melissa in Nashville, Tennessee at NRB a couple years back, it was heartbreaking. I mean, here is this woman's dream, her passion, you know, in making cakes and cupcakes and that sort of thing, blessing people. And, you know, their expenses, I think, in excess of $145,000, and basically the state told them, you're out of business. I mean, your way of, I mean, forget about so much about your ability to make money, but this is how God's wired. God's wired you to do certain things, and now you're told you can't do what God told you to do. That's tough.
People shouldn't be run out of business because of their religious belief. Mm. That's the bottom line.
Right.
We used to be a nation that tolerated one another, and we recognized the limits that each other have based on our conscience. Suddenly, we've ended up deciding that people of faith don't belong in the marketplace if they want to carry their beliefs into that marketplace. Mm-hmm. That's just wrong.
Well, you know, the remedy is what people are looking for. It goes all the way to SCOTUS for them to make this decision and somewhat limited decision. But I'm not sure we solved anything because, you know, it didn't tell these activists that you can't do this. You cannot bankrupt people for this, for this particular interest, and that, you know, the court should not be weaponized in this way. And then whether it's the ACLU or these other interest groups, I think it's quite interesting that they find a way to support themselves by getting into the Treasury. I mean, we the people are supporting some of their shenanigans, are we not?
It's true. And that's just a result of civil rights litigation. And it works both ways. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, I think it's about time for maybe the goose to stand up and start, you know, utilizing some of these tactics to support itself and protect itself. Because the only remedy that I see is that, you know, people that heretofore have been quiet and said, look at, you know, I just want peace. I don't want to get engaged here. This is what happens. You know, all it takes is good people to be quiet and the bad people and bad ideas to start winning.
Right. You know, the win at the Supreme Court for Jack is going to help People or organizations like ADF and Beckett Fund win a bunch of cases against the public universities in these speech codes that they put on Christian clubs and things like that. And that's where, when the shoe's on the other foot, those governmental entities are really going to have to start folding their cards and going home and letting free speech and freedom of religion thrive on campuses. So that's one good result of the Jack Phillips decision. So,
well,
that's good news.
And you bring an excellent point here, Bruce, because free speech has been so stifled on the campuses today, and no doubt, I mean, this is detrimental. I mean, forget about what you believe in. It's just what the spirit of our Bill of Rights and what our Constitution talks about. Senator Mike Lee has written, I believe, a defining book on this issue. He's called Written Out of History, and that is the debate of, the Bill of Rights. Unfortunately, the way it's presented, it's as if, there was only one side to this thing. There was quite the debate that was ensued, through this whole process. And I think we miss out on some of the understanding because of the reporting is so limited. It doesn't really bring into the conversation, the bracketed ideas that finally delivered what our Bill of Rights says.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And one of the geniuses of Scalia, Justice Scalia, who for years and years talked about originalism and looking at the original understanding of the founders. Maybe we don't have the meaning of the First Amendment laid down in the First Amendment or in the papers from the First Congress in any definitive way, but how was it applied by those first founders? How was it applied in the 10, 20, 30 years after they passed it? Mm-hmm. That's the genius of originalist philosophy at the Supreme Court, and I'm certainly glad we have at least four members of that court that believe in it.
Exactly. Well, like you, Bruce, I believe the Founding Fathers did say they meant it. I think we're open to discuss, some of the bracketed ideas, the bumpers, so to speak, that came to the decision, because I think that's what needs to be advanced, not so much that it was elastic or, some of these challenges on what, the Constitution is saying to drive an ideology here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this case, Jack's case, was good because it kind of stopped the slide to the left that we were on, the trajectory that governments were on that said religion has no place in the public square. And the hostility that we saw from the Colorado Civil Rights Commission extends to many other such commissions across the country. So it was great to hear in the majority opinion that religion and LGBT rights need to be balanced, and there's not an automatic winner on the side of LGBT.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what the president of Focus on the Family had to say about this, Jim Daly. His statement said, "I know Jack would want me to remind all of us that his court victory is not a time for gloating or disrespect toward those who disagree with us. Rather, we have an opportunity to build bridges and forge trust and mutual respect with our neighbors, co-workers, and fellow citizens who have a different opinion than ours." Well said.
Yes, and we're committed to doing that, too, going forward.
Well, yeah, and that's what this is all about. I mean, it's not that we get into our respective corners, do an Enzo dance and, drop the mic or throw the football right in somebody's head because they disagreed with us. It's an opportunity to say, hey, look, this is what America is all about. We're on the same team. This is the United States. We can forge some great things together if we follow the examples of our founding fathers and others before us who found great gain in us being the United States, not the undivided states.
Amen. Tolerance is a two-way street. I think I heard that this week in the Supreme Court opinion.
Yeah, there it is. Bruce Hoskonect, Focus is Judicial Analyst. Thank you, Bruce.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S.